Hello and welcome to the podcast, Live the Hustle. I'm your host, Bobby Wiley, and I hope to encourage you to make change in your life. Get up, get dressed, get hustling. Welcome to episode number 2. I've decided to make a couple episodes in a row about setting up my podcast and my trials and tribulations along the way. The first one I recorded on my iPhone in my car on the way home from the grocery store. And the sound quality definitely suffered because I'm just speaking out loud in a moving car with no radio, so you hear all the road noise. Into my iPhone, I think I've got the 6S. I'm not super big on getting the biggest, best, most expensive thing. So my kids get all the upgrades and I keep the oldest stuff, usually is what happens. I discovered there's a need for higher quality audio on podcasts versus speaking out loud into an iPhone. So I made an investment, my first ever investment into my podcast. I bought the Samsung recording and podcasting pack on Amazon. I got the Q2U microphone, which came with a tripod stand, a tripod stand extension, both a USB cable and an XLR cable. It has a headphone out and a headphone level control on the microphone so I can adjust the volume on my headphones on the mic itself, which is a great feature. And the headphones that came with it is the Samsung SR360 over-ear stereo headphones. It also came with a 1/8 to 1/4 adapter so I can plug it into the mic, or I can plug it into a regular, like an amplifier for my guitars and such, if I ever wanted to do a little bit of singing. I thought it'd be a good idea to have a couple podcasts about setting it up and the things required for that. So first one is the equipment, and that's what I'm using. I also have an Asus laptop that is about 7 years old, so you don't need a whole lot to get into the podcasting game. The only thing I really recommend spending money on is the microphone. I'm using Audacity. The software is free. It is available for download, and it does not cost any money. Therefore, I am using it. I also do not want to put forth the funds to set up a Libsyn account or create my own web page and buy my own domain from domain.com or another company like that. So I am utilizing the services of Anchor.fm. I can upload directly to Anchor. Anchor does the work. So far, they have me on 9 podcast platforms, and all I did was set up an Anchor account and title my podcast and upload. Anchor also has a phone app, which is what I used to record my first podcast on my iPhone. It's good to have because it gives you some analytics as well, lets you know how many times your podcast viewed, what all platforms your podcast is available on, just some real basic stuff that for beginning a podcast is all you really need. If it eventually gets to the point where I want to set up my own domain, set up my own web page, get my own account through Libsyn or any other hosting service, and I have the funds to do it, I will do it at that point. Yeah, there is a few hoops to jump through, but if the podcast ends up being able to make some money and advertising like that, I won't have to worry about that anymore because it'll be paid for by the podcast, by my creation. So I'm not too worried about that. Next week, we'll discuss what I think are the next important steps to take in setting up your podcast. Thanks for listening. Get up, get dressed, and get hustling.